There were many dissenters Thursday, including Councilwoman Loretta Walsh, who says the city will be up a creek without a paddle when it comes time to balance the budget next year. She fears residents will face double-digit tax increases a year from now and is concerned about the fate of what she calls worker bee jobs.
The ones who are really doing the hard manual work out there. And not just this administration, but other administrations too. They're very fast on putting desk jobs in the budget. But when it comes to putting what I call the visual jobs, that you can actually see what they do out there, they're very hesitant in doing that.
She's also worried some council members were allowing pet projects to fuel their votes, saying the job of council members is to protect their citizens, not pet projects. Other council members took issue with the small number of vacant jobs eliminated in the budget. Mayor Williams' chief of staff, Gary Fulman, is disappointed the budget didn't pass, calling the compromise plan hammered out fiscally responsible.
Quite frankly, I don't know that there's any desire on our part, at least at this time, to go in and start tinkering with the budget and moving numbers around right now, because I don't even know what they would be and why we would do it.
Council must approve its FY17 budget by the end of this month and is expected to schedule another vote in the next week to try again. Megan Pauley, Delaware Public Media.